Greetings to our radio friends. This is a special gospel program in which you will hear Lester Wilson and Ronnie Avalon. We trust you'll be able to listen to the entire program. First of all, the Gospel Center Choir singing Down Where the Living Waters Flow.
This is Lester Wilson speaking and introducing Ronnie Avalon, whom you will hear in about 1 minute. Born to sing would be an apt description of Ronnie. He has been at one thing ever since he can remember, singing. Broadway shows in children's parts from his earliest years, soprano soloist with the famed Paulist Fathers Choir at 11, led parts in light opera at 14, concert tours both here and abroad in his late teens, and finally, the Metropolitan Opera. This fast-moving career also included a tour of duty in some of the most grueling campaigns on the West European front. While at the height of his career on Broadway and the Metropolitan, Ronnie made the astonishing discovery that fame, wealth, and worldly success did not bring peace of mind. It took a head-on encounter with a burly member of the New York City Police to show him the only way to real peace and lasting happiness. In that policeman's home, Ronnie Nelson received Christ as his Savior. The miracle of 2 Corinthians 5:17 became a thrilling reality in his life. Old things passed away and all things became new. New life, new power, new purpose, new relationships, and a new career resulted. Ronnie Avalon became a force for God. Now Ronnie sings, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for death? My fortune, my cause. and know He waters me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs play to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to
I sing because I'm free. What a difference there is between the songs of Zion that flow from a redeemed heart and other songs that do not have Christ as their theme and have little true meaning and are often sung by a heavy heart. Why, in 1915, a British actor named George Powell wrote a ditty that made him famous, and his brother Felix composed the music that made the song popular in World War I. Smile, smile, smile. 27 years later, in February 1942, Felix Powell went to a recreation center, sat down at the piano, and strummed the words of that song. What's the use of worrying? Smile, smile, smile. And shortly afterwards, he went to another room where he could be alone and shot himself dead. Our sympathy goes out to anyone so overcome with sorrow, even while singing to himself. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Whether it was the strain of war, poor health, or other losses that overwhelmed him, we do not know. One thing we do know, music may bring temporary charms and transient happiness, but you cannot so easily pack the troubles of life into a kit bag. Christ alone is the answer to all the hunger and heaviness of the human heart, and the answer to all your troubles as well. For he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now Ronnie is going to sing again, and this time Mrs. Avalon joins him in singing, I Discovered the Way of Gladness.
Discovered the Father's blessing.
I've discovered the living word.
Ronnie and Mrs. Avalon. After my message, Ronnie will sing the Holy City. In Isaiah 61:3, we read these words, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." In this verse, the prophet, in poetic words, gives us a foregleam of the Lord Jesus, the man of sorrows, presenting himself as the transformer of sorrow into joy for those plunged into deep grief and defeat. He not only banishes the dark things of life, but produces opposite blessings. Notice those words, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Ashes in Old Testament days were a symbol of repentance and mourning. Am I speaking to someone who is experiencing the ashes of guilt and condemnation? Your conscience is disturbed by words and deeds of the past. You feel your guilt and know that the seeds you have sown must yield their unpleasant harvest. The Lord Jesus offers you the beauty of grace for the ashes of guilt. His blood was shed to cleanse away your sin, to purge your guilt. May the beauty of his pardon be your happy possession right now. Christ also offers to you the beauty of victory for the ashes of defeat. Often in olden times, kings returned from defeat in battle with ashes upon their head. Who among us has not sat upon the ash heap of shameful defeat? We have made hasty decisions, plunging ourselves into perplexity, confusion, sorrow, and despair. We have yielded to besetting infirmities, causing us to fall before God in deep condition of soul. We have fought hard and struggled desperately to conquer sin, only to reach the place of shameful defeat. Am I speaking to one now who is defeated and discouraged? Then listen, dear soul, Christ will give you the beauty of triumph for the ashes of defeat. Paul said what many have said since, "O wretched man that I am." But he also said, "Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory." Victory can be yours through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be more than a conqueror through him who loved you. Ashes were a symbol of grief and sorrow. You remember when Job sat on the ash heap, he could cry no more, so sat in silent sorrow. Women in old days who had lost their treasures or all that was dear to them on earth used to sprinkle ashes on their doorsteps, indicating that emptiness and desolation reigned within. Am I speaking to any such lonely and sorrowing ones? Then remember, the Lord Jesus will give you the beauty of comfort for ashes of sorrow, not by taking away the sorrow necessarily, but by being with you in it. He gives us a source of joy independent of external circumstances. The secret of deep, unchanging joy is the consciousness of Christ's presence and the assurance of his unchanging love and strong hand, and the infinite wisdom of a God who cares. The Christian may have sorrow, but he can rejoice in it, for he learns the heart of his Savior and knows also that although weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning, a morning without a cloud of grief in his sky. Seeing our sorrows in the light of all things working together for our good, takes the sting out of the stab, wipes the poison from the arrow, and removes the bitterness from the cup. As one has well said, a grief accepted as the will of God is a conquered grief. Then again, ashes have to do with death. They speak of human frailty, how frail man is. In a few years, all that will be left of our bodies is a handful of dust and ashes. That's if the Lord does not come for those of us who are saved. When he comes, the ashes of the redeemed will take on the beauty of his glory, the ashes of death replaced by resurrection and life. Is yours a desolate home? Have you been robbed of a lovely child, a strong-hearted husband, a beloved wife, a companion of a lifetime? Have those bodies you loved, embraced, and cared for gone to ashes? Do the words you heard at the graveside still linger in your memory, dust to dust, ashes to ashes? May you in your loneliness take courage and comfort. For some glad day, the ashes of your loved one, if that loved one fell asleep in Christ, will be touched by his mighty power, and that body that once lived on earth shall be changed into the beauty and glory of his own glorious body. All who are saved, washed in the blood of Christ, will one day exchange the ashes of earth for the beauty of heaven, mourning for melody, sadness exchanged for eternal happiness. Instead of the spirit of heaviness, there will be the garment of praise. Praise unto him who made all blessings possible by his death, burial, and resurrection, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, dear listener, do you know him? If not, I present him to you, O unsaved friend, as the only Savior of your lost but never dying soul. I present him to you, dear babe in Christ, as the altogether lovely one who is standing ready to walk beside you through life's journey. I present him to you, O toiler in the vineyard, as the sweet hope for your discouraged heart. I present him to you, O aged pilgrim, as the eternal springtime of incarnate love, glorious in freshness and beauty, as unchanging as eternal. I present him to you, saddened, stumbling child of God, as that almighty power of God that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I present him to you, O groping man of many thoughts, as the one in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, which can only feed your hungry soul and satisfy with fullness, with richness, with power, with beauty, your unrest. I present to all who will hear this message Jesus Christ, the effulgence of God's glory, the fullness of the Godhead by whom the worlds were made. Only Savior, only Intercessor, light of heaven, joy of earth, conqueror of death and the grave. Believe in him, receive him, love him, abide in him, learn of him, reign with him in the holy city that Ronnie will sing about right now.
Of angels from heaven and from earth.
Then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The song grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross upon a lonely hill, as the shadow of a cross upon a lonely hill,
meeting in the air. There There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. Will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at the meeting in the missing in that meeting, for the mourner's cry will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to meet the call. There will be no mourning over way with love. There will be no lonely nights of meeting friends. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at the meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. Will be glorious, my beauty.